For WEKU News, I'm Jonice Franklin. Kentucky lawmakers have entered the final stretch of the 2015 General Assembly, with hundreds of bills awaiting action before the final gavel falls later this month. Kentucky Public Radio's Rick Hallett checked in with State House reporter Ryland Barton for an update on a few of the high-profile measures on the legislative agenda.
Ryland, perhaps the most talked about legislation this session is heroin-related legislation dealing with the state's heroin crisis. Two bills, one in the House, one in the Senate. What is the status of those bills right now?
The House and the Senate have each passed their own versions of the bill, and they both set aside money for addiction treatment, and they set some new sets of penalties for drug traffickers. However, they differ in exactly how they're going to punish those drug traffickers. On the Senate side, they just across the board charge all drug traffickers with a Class C felony, while the House side, they separate that into three different tiers. Then another big issue with that, something that the Senate certainly takes issue with in the House side, is that the House has a provision to allow local health districts to set up needle exchanges. A lot of senators have said that that is equivalent of condoning a heroin use, but the House supporters in the House say that that's needle exchanges actually is a great way for health officials to get in contact with addicts. It's oftentimes the first form of treatment.
So it appears these two bills will end up in a conference committee at the end of the session.
Yeah, they're saying as early as the end of this week, it's kind of looking like the Senate might end up passing the House's version. The House could also end up passing the Senate's version, and then they would end up working this out in a conference committee where members from both chambers end up working this out, trying to hammer out the final details.
Another big public health issue we haven't talked about much in the last couple of weeks is a proposed statewide smoking ban that's been introduced, I guess, 5 years in a row. Now it's cleared the House, sent over to the Senate, and it has kind of floundered since then, right?
Yes, that bill has been put in the Veterans Affairs and Public Protection Committee, and that's been viewed by many as kind of the death of that bill on the Senate side. There would have been an opportunity for that bill to have been put in the Health and Welfare Committee, which is chaired by Julie Rocky Adams. She actually she authored a Senate version of that smoking ban with the support and co-chair, Ralph Alvarado. He's a Republican representative from Winchester. So it looks like that bill's been put in possibly an unfriendly committee, and that might end up, it's unclear whether that'll even be heard by the committee.
And another measure that's been given a lot of priority by some lawmakers and some legislative leaders is this local option sales tax that's been backed by some of the mayors of the bigger cities in Kentucky that would allow for a one-time sales tax to fund special projects. Where does that stand?
Right. The local option sales tax, it's passed out of the House. It's still waiting to be taken up in the Senate. Senate President Robert Stivers has supported the bill, said he's called it the purest form of democracy to allow local governments to end up voting on their own projects, voting on their own tax increases. So we're just waiting for that to end up getting picked up by the Senate. Because it is a constitutional amendment, it would end up needing 23 of 37 senators. So there'd really need to be a lot of support. It's really unclear whether there's that widespread of support in the Senate. We're just going to kind of have to end up seeing how it shakes out during the debate.
That was State House reporter Ryland Barton speaking with Kentucky Public Radio's Rick Hallett.